de la 22. So let's go to number 22 because time is again a little bit tight. Now, 22, you would not think that you would find a health issue, but I guess you have. You were able to. Y damas y caballeros, la número 22, obviamente. Well, give us the short version of 22 first.
Absolutely. I'm sure all of your listeners have heard of Prop 22. It's been the most expensive, state ballot measure in California so far. So this one is about Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Instacart, these app-based rideshare companies. Can they continue to classify their drivers and delivery people as independent contractors or make them employees? So there is a healthcare angle to this, because I can find a healthcare angle in anything. But what Prop 22 would do is give drivers what the companies call a healthcare benefit. And I looked at, is this the same as insurance? What is it? What is this healthcare benefit?
Okay, perfecto. Y obviamente la 22 ya la conocemos todos, damas y caballeros. Ustedes saben que Uber y Lyft han estado gastando millones y millones de dólares para que esta sea aprobada, porque ellos la pusieron ahí. Y ellos lo que quieren es, quieren continuar clasificando a los trabajadores como independientes en lugar de empleados. Entonces, yo le pregunto a ella, ¿cómo es que tú encontraste una conexión a la salud? Porque estos reporteros hablan sobre la salud. Entonces, ella me dice que obviamente, ¿verdad?, una de las cosas que se van a ganar los trabajadores, si es que esto se vota no, va a ser que se les va a dar precisamente un paquete de salud. Okay, so they might get a health program. What else did you find about it, and what did you investigate of it?
So I looked into this healthcare benefit that rideshare companies say will come to drivers. And if you think it's health insurance, that's not quite right. If you're an employee, you get health insurance through work, and your company pays for part of it. And it's usually a pretty generous plan that will cover a lot. If you are getting this healthcare benefit, that would happen under Prop 22. It means that if drivers qualify, if they work enough hours on average during the week, every quarter they'll get a stipend that they can use to buy their own health insurance. And there's a couple of sort of issues that might come along with that. The stipend won't cover all of your health insurance. It will only cover a portion of it. And it's based on the covered California bronze plan. So that is, you have plenty of options for what you want to buy, but the stipend is tied to the bronze plan, which is usually higher cost and fewer benefits than insurance you would usually get through an employer.
Okay, perfecto. Entonces lo que nos dice ella es algo muy importante. Dice ella que si la proposición no es aprobada, entonces los trabajadores que ahora van a ser calificados como empleados en lugar de independientes van a recibir una beca, una cantidad de dinero, ¿verdad? Un stipend, o sea, una cantidad de dinero o crédito para que ellos compren su propio sistema de salud. El dilemita es de que si es que ellos reciben este stipend o esta cantidad de dinero para que compren su programa de salud, solamente van a calificar para el plan de bronce de Obamacare, ¿verdad? O de California Care, lo que se llama el plan de bronce, que pues no es tan barato y no tiene tantos beneficios, o sea que va a ser relativamente débil. So you would say that it's going to be a relatively a weak healthcare plan that they will get if the proposition, if it's voted down.
I wouldn't say it's weak, but it's definitely, if you think voting yes means giving drivers the kind of health insurance that people usually get through work, that isn't quite right. They'll get a little bit of money to use towards health insurance, but it's really not the same thing at all as what they would get if they were full-time employees.
But if you vote no, then that's when they will become employees, right?
Yes. A no on Prop 22 is voting to uphold AB 5, which would force them to be employees rather than contractors.
And a vote saying no would actually be the one that would give them this week plan or this plan, correct?
Right. A no would have them be employees and get employer-sponsored health insurance.
Right.
A yes on Prop 22 is for them to get a stipend. And there's other issues at play here besides just health insurance, but that's the only thing I looked at.
Okay, perfecto, damas y caballeros. O sea que cuando uno vota el sí, es cuando le van a dar esa beca de la cual yo estaba hablando. Me parece como que me equivoqué un poquito yo, ¿verdad?, al estarlo traduciendo, porque ella me está diciendo ahora que cuando uno vota sí, la compañía ha prometido que les va a dar este stipend, y cuando votan no, entonces les van a dar un plan de cubrimiento más fuerte. So let me just clarify so that I did not translate wrong. When you vote yes, you will get a stipend. If you vote no and you become an employee of the company, then you will get a better plan. Is that right?
Exactly. A more comprehensive plan.
Right. Okay, perfect. Okay. Anything else that we should say about this 22?
No, I think we've covered all the healthcare aspects.
Well, I really do appreciate all this time that you've spent with me. It's been great.
Of course, so happy to be on.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Adios. Bye-bye.